Welcome back to the program. Time to talk a little bit of sports. Some photos making the rounds yesterday, late last night, during the NFL draft.
Fake. They're fake.
Looked like quarterback Johnny Manziel was drinking a beer.
They're fake.
And that safety, Clinton Dix, was smoking a joint. However, it was faked, yes. And the joint picture was actually a napkin.
I think that people who are taking advantage of this way should be able to sue these websites that put these fake pictures online like this.
But
because you're damaging a person's reputation by this. They can claim parody and they can claim satire all they want, but you are damaging a person's reputation by doing this because there will be a segment of the population that will believe.
You can't blame the population that's dumb. You can't legislate intelligence. If they're stupid enough to believe it, there's nothing you can do about that.
All right, I'm telling you right now, I'm struggling with the name.
Ah, oh, please.
We've drafted someone whose name is Haha.
Oh, you have a problem with his first name.
Yeah.
Seth has a problem with his last name.
No, I just think the combination of Haha Clinton Dix is... Really?
Call him by his real first name, then. His real name is Hashan.
Hashan.
S-E-A-N.
You know how I'm going to wind up making peace with this? I mean, he's a safety. He's a defensive back. His job is to knock away passes and deny the other team opportunities to complete long bombs downfield.
We don't have anybody on the team named Lewinsky, do we?
Ah, oh, jeez.
No, no. Maybe he's like the bully in The Simpsons who would always go, ha-ha. knocks the pass away. The other team doesn't get a touchdown. Ha ha!
You know, no, that would be how we could turn this positive.
There you go.
Slaps the ball away, and then they play the soundbite of what's his name, the kid. Yeah, that's a good idea. Perfect. All right. Let's see here. Here are a few randoms that we have. Let's see here. Michael Sam is expected to go in the later rounds of the draft. What is that? Tomorrow?
Today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow.
Yep. Rounds two and three tonight and the rest tomorrow.
He is the first openly gay player in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, he has signed his first endorsement deal with Visa. There's no word on how much he's earning, but they are going to be spoofing the Capital One card ads with Samuel L. Jackson. he is going to step up and go, "What's in your pants?"
That's
where he's going. You know, Dolan Sterling.
The idea that he does not have an endorsement deal.
No, he really does.
Joke.
No, he really does. Yeah, he really does have an endorsement deal with Visa.
I have a huge problem with that.
But he hadn't done anything yet, and he's got an
endorsement deal.
Yeah, I do too.
What's his qualification for an endorsement deal? That he's gay. I think that stinks.
And, well, the reason he's got an endorsement deal is because people are talking about him. All right?
Right.
If he hadn't come out and said that he was openly gay and he's in the draft and everything, we would not really be talking about him all that much.
Right.
The sports teams and the sports talk would talk about, oh, he got this.
Right,
and
he'd be one of 200 or so guys who's going to get drafted.
But because there's a spotlight of the public eye on him, Visa thinks that he's an asset to sell credit cards.
And it is a fairly big social change when you think about it, and that's why we are talking about it. An openly gay player in an NFL locker room, a testosterone-laden NFL locker room, is a story, a legitimate story.
Oh,
I couldn't care.
I don't care either. Donald Sterling has been caught on tape again. This time he's saying he's not a racist.
No, wait a minute. This is a taped conversation where he doesn't know that he's being recorded.
In a phone conversation allegedly taped without his knowledge, he angrily says, "You think I'm a racist? You think I have anything in the world but love for everybody? You don't think that. You know I'm not a racist."
Who was he talking to?
I don't know. He goes on to say, "I grew up in East L.A. I was the president of the high school there, and I'm a Jew." Yeah, well, that means you're not a racist there, buddy. What the heck? He said 50% of the people there were black and 40 were Hispanic. So, I mean, people must have a good feeling for me. This guy is trying to justify by saying he attended a school that was racially diverse. That means he doesn't have any racism in him?
The demographics of the neighborhood that you grew up in doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean a thing.
In fact, in my half-Jewish, half-Irish neighborhood, I remember when the guy next door talked to our neighbor across the street, because neighbor across the street was going to rent out his house to a black family.
And he
the neighbor across
not to?
The street vowed to burn the house down
wow.
before that would happen. So my, quote, racially diverse neighborhood had a lot of hatred in it.
It just means there's more people for you to hate. Mr. Sterling doesn't mean that you're tolerant.
Right. That was the next door neighbor in Brooklyn who, right, not in my neighborhood.
All right. So we've also, we have uncovered a plot that seems to have worked. You know how we talked about how in baseball, they have strategies, the batter will block the throw, that kind of thing?
Sure.
All right. Well, we've uncovered a snake issue in basketball. The Portland Trail Blazers found a snake in their locker room at the AT&T Center right before they lost the game to the San Antonio Spurs.
Voodoo snake?
I think somebody from the Spurs threw the snake into the locker room, put it in one of the lockers to rattle the team. Bada boom, it worked. A 114-97 loss.
Oh, it could have been somebody's pet that just escaped. It could have been somebody that came from outside through the ventilation system.
Sure.
You think somebody actually placed it? Was it a poisonous snake?
Oh, I don't think so. Who knows? Hmm. They've got a picture over here. Oh, it says it was a rattlesnake. So, it was venomous.
There's no way that somebody put a rattlesnake in the Portland locker
room.
Oh, man.
I think someone did. I can't imagine how a rattlesnake just randomly gets in there.
Well, where is it?
San Antonio. They have rattlesnakes.
I'm thinking, yeah. There's a few rattlers in that part of the country.
In a major U.S. city, a concrete jungle, the snake just slithers into a locker room in an arena. I find that impossible to believe.
Well, I don't know, man.
You find it easier to believe that somebody from the San Antonio Spurs organization put a poisonous snake in the Portland locker room?
Right. Jimmy, who works on the loading dock with a concession food. Hey, Jimmy, don't you have a snake?
Why?
Hey, Ed here, he's the locker room superintendent. You and him work together.
That's the other thing. That's how it could have got in there. It could have come in with a load of food. It could have been in a box of avocados or something, you know?
Or fresh snake bites. You know, it's like it's a little too fresh. The appetizer's a little, well, it might bite you back. There it is. There's your sports. Unless you have anything you would like to add.
How could I add to that?
I believe
Brewers-Yankees tonight. Good pitching matchup. Yovani Gardo and Masahiro Tanaka.
Very nice.
On the mound at Miller Park.
Where are they playing?
Miller Park. Milwaukee, yep.
Now, have we sent anybody to that game? Do we have somebody going to that game?
I think somebody wants to
We have winners who have gotten the tickets to those games, yeah.
I would like to hear from that winner sometime to Monday because we're not. Are we going to do a show tomorrow? You want to do a show?
I'll be here. You guys won't, but I'll be
here. We got things to do tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow morning until 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then after that, we got things to do tomorrow, gentlemen.
Okay.
Very important things. But I would love to hear from our winners and either send us an email, seth.mila@wsau.com, or, Facebook or something like that. Let us know how the game went. Would love to hear from you. All right, there so far ends the sports lesson for now.
You know what I heard today? There's a guy in New York City out on the Upper West Side. He is now the oldest man in the world. He's 111 years old, lives right here in New York City. Yeah, how about that? 111. His health care, his medical expenses are fully covered by Coolidge Care.
Coolidge Care.
111 years old, all the guy can talk about is how he was pushed out by Kelly Ripa.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.